My name is Phu Nguyen. I'm currently working at News Film Library. Part of my job is to actually rehouse some of the documents and also to digitize some of the documents and put them into a database that will allow end users eventually to look at the documents and also any associated ephemera. And right now, I have a little demonstration of the actual system, the actual test system that we're using right now, and I'll show you some of its capabilities. Right now, what we have here is DSpace software created by MIT and Hewlett-Packard, and it's open source, so pretty much it's free, and you can modify it pretty much any way you want it to, and use it pretty much any way you want to. I've created a news film library in this system, and also a movie tone collection. And I'll show you, like, in a few seconds, what it can do. It's a pretty simple interface. It looks a lot like a library catalog or kind of catalog you would use if you wanted to find like research papers. Right now I'll enter Pearl Harbor into the search menu. And this is actually the file and the description of the paperwork and the news footage that you just saw earlier. And with this system, it's all web-based, so you know, the end user doesn't really need to install any software to look at it. But as you can see, it allows you to add all different kinds of formats. It's pretty much unlimited. Like, you can have a PDF, which is good for printing and viewing. Images, JPEGs, and you can also add video to the system. I'll show you a PDF pretty soon. Here's the dope sheet that I think you saw earlier, and it's in a PDF format, and it's really great for pinning and carrying around with you if you wanted to. But basically, near the end of this project, what we should have is a pretty good database with all of the description relating to each movie tone story, and also scans of the associated paperwork. As you can see, it's really pretty usable from a standard web browser. But right now, one of the challenges in completing this project is that there is so much paperwork, and finding time to sufficiently describe each paperwork. So, like, we've devised this system so that a user can look for the any text that shows up in the index cards right now will bring you to a page displaying the story and also all of the associated paperwork. But by the end of this project, I hope to be able to implement a system where you can actually search into the actual dope sheets themselves. A lot of these dope sheets were typewritten, and even with like a 30% error rate in creating like machine readable text, you can get like a 90% precision and relevance in your search results. So even if you have pretty poor documents to begin with, you can create a system that will find your most relevant results at the top of a list of several documents. And I think this system is really a good way to really part of the preservation process is to create like surrogates so that the originals can be housed like correctly and put away in a environmentally safe room, and the end user eventually would should just be able to find what they're looking for in this system. And that's it.